Food, nutrition, macros, diets, superfoods, giving advice, receiving advice. What do you do about food? It's also confusing. It's also one of the most controversial topics on the planet right now. So if you are giving advice, whether you are a fitness professional, a teacher, a parent, you just love food and people say to you, you look amazing. What do you do? I want to learn to eat like you do so I can look like you do. What advice do you give? And what you're about to hear is probably not the traditional orthodox, this is what you should eat, this is what you shouldn't eat, this is what's good for you, this is what's bad for you. It's a simple process of finding out exactly what people actually want and then making sure that you as the advice giver or the receiver is getting and or giving what you need. So the biggest challenge here is that our biggest barrier to learning is already knowing. And the thing about food is we've all got an opinion about food and we have a right to because we eat, some of us 3, 4, 5, even many more times a day, and we've been doing it for our whole lives. So even if we haven't got any training or we don't have any education or we don't know that much about food, we still have an opinion, of course, because we eat every day. So you will have an idea about what you believe healthy eating to be, what a great eating plan is, what you need to do to eat to be healthy, fit and strong for the rest of your life. So the three questions that I always ask and I think are really important to ask whether you are a fitness professional, a school teacher, a parent about food, when somebody has an opinion about food or a strong conviction about food, or they suggest that you should eat a certain way, or you tell other people that they should eat a certain way, the question to ask is this, and there's three big ones. Do I wake up feeling energetic and stay that way for the whole day? So am I excited about my life because I've got the energy to get through it all day? So I wake up feeling energetic and I stay that way for the whole day. The second question is, do I have the energy to do all the things that I need to do? Now, whether that's go to the gym, lift heavy things, run really fast, jump high for basketball, look after my children, lift my aging grandmother in a retirement village because she needs help, we've all got different requirements for energy. And the idea is that when you put the right fuel into your body, you'll have the energy to do all the things that you need to do. So the question is, number one, do I wake up feeling energetic and stay that way for the whole day? Number two, do I have all the energy that I need to do all the things that I need to do? And number three is, am I happy with what I see in a full-length mirror? And what you're happy with may be completely different to what somebody else is happy with, but that doesn't matter. You're the person that's got to be happy. So those three questions, if the answer is yes, then keep doing whatever you're doing. It's obviously working for you. And if the answer is no, then you need to make some changes, because if you don't have all the energy that you need to get you through the day, all the energy you need to do all the things that you need to do, and you're not happy with what you see in the full-length mirror, then maybe some things need to change with your food. There are three, however, other questions about food that may, again, be very different to what you're normally asking or other people are asking you. Have you picked a weight, a size, and an energy level that you're very happy with? There's a lot of yo-yo dieting going on. There's a lot of weight yo-yoing going on. Lose weight, gain weight, lose weight, gain weight. I used to be a size 10. Now I'm a size 14. I go back to a size 8. My waist measurement used to be 40 centimeters. Then it's 32. Then it's back to 48. And then energy levels. I'm sometimes energetic. I'm sometimes tired. I'm sometimes lazy. I'm sometimes got stacks of energy depending on what I eat. Interesting. And then how long have you maintained all three? So if you have picked a weight, a size, and an energy level, how long have you maintained them for? Is it a year? Is it 10 years? Is it 50 years? And obviously the longer the better. So if you have maintained the same weight, the same size, and you are full of energy and you're really happy with all of those and you've done that for a really long time, then same again, keep doing it. If you have decided that you want to be a certain weight, a certain size, and a certain energy level, and how long for? And obviously the idea would be that you maintain how you want to feel for the rest of your life, not having to yo-yo energy level or yo-yo diet. So once you've answered all of those questions, then the question is, who do you get to help you with your food? And we've all had different people help us. We've all got our ideas from somewhere. It might be that we've done our own research, but the research will people have come from all sorts of places. It might be a food guru, dietitian, nutritionist. It might be somebody that's got really ripped abdominals and you've said, hey, he's got ripped abdominals. How can I have the same ones as him? You might have asked the bodybuilder at the gym. You might ask an elite athlete that you meet at your sporting club. You might have been to the doctor who's given you advice about getting into great shape and what you should eat. You might have spoken to a scientist who said this is what the science says about food, or you might have researched what the science says about food. And then you might have spoken to a bikini model or a celebrity or Googled them online and said, hey, I want to look like that. So there's lots of different places to get help with your food, and we've all got different ones. One of the big ones is our parents. We've eaten that way all of our lives, or our parents told us what was good food or bad food, and we've still got that stuck in our head. Might even be religious reasons. We were brought up that you shouldn't eat this or you should have that because of your religion. So the ideas come from lots of different places. However, if you are giving advice about food, or if somebody is giving you advice about food, it's suggested that there's some things they should know about you before they give you advice, because obviously everyone's got an opinion, and particularly about food. But what's important isn't other people's opinion, it's what's important to you. So what do you like to eat? What don't you like to eat? What do you usually eat? Is it the same? Why do you eat? Do you eat because you're hungry? Do you eat because you're angry? Do you eat because you're emotional? Where do you eat? Do you sit at a table? Do you go to a restaurant? Do you eat takeaway food? Do you eat while you're cutting food for the children? There's all different places where people eat, and it does make a difference to what happens with your eating habits. When do you eat? And that, of course, depends on when you like to eat, when you wake up in the morning, what kind of job you have, how busy you are. But people need to ask you those questions before they start giving you information about when you should eat food. And then how do you feel about food? How do you feel when you eat food? How do you feel if you don't eat food? You might say, well, I eat when I'm hungry, and I stop eating when I'm full, and that is what it is. Other people will tell you that when they eat, they feel guilty, or they feel fat, or they feel angry. And when they don't eat, they feel powerful and they feel disciplined. So obviously we all feel differently about food, and we eat for different reasons. Then there's all the different controversial things about food that people should know about you before they're giving you information about what you should and shouldn't eat. You might be vegetarian. You might be a person who likes to just eat meat. You might be on the paleo plan, which is to eat meat and eat the vegetables that grow above the ground. There's a big controversy at the moment about carbs versus protein. You might be a person who loves to eat carbohydrate. You might be a person who hates to eat carbohydrate. You might be a person who eats 10 times more protein that you need, but you love it because it's your favorite thing. What about alcohol, coffee, supplements? They're all things that are we've all got an opinion about, and coffee's an interesting one. Some people believe that it's what gives them energy and they can't live without it. And other people will tell you that when they drink coffee, they feel fat, or it makes them fat. Now, whether that's right or wrong doesn't matter. It's what you think and what you believe that's really important. And somebody that's giving advice about food really should have asked you all of those questions before they tell you what to eat or what not to eat. Then there's your metabolic rate, your activity level, how much muscle you've got, how much fat you've got. There's a thing called your respiratory quotient. If you're really fit, for example, your body will, at rest, will be much happier to burn a higher percentage of fat than it does carbohydrate. Whereas if you are not very fit, it's the opposite. So those things make a really big difference when it comes to when you should eat, how much you should eat, and then what you should eat. Because obviously when you're fitter, your energy is that you're using to do really hard exercise or to run really fast comes from a different place. So the person giving you information about food, or if you are giving information about food, you need to know all of those things about the person before you give them advice. So who do you believe? What should you do? And the question is this: if you were your own high performance eating coach, what would you suggest that you do? And the reason why that question is so important is you might pick a guru or a nutritionist or a bodybuilder or a personal trainer or a fitness professional to give you advice about your eating. But if you don't believe it, and or if somebody comes along who you think is smarter than them, or have got more ripped abdominals than them, or they've got more degrees than the person who gave you the advice, you may then change what you have heard, what your opinion is. You might change the way you eat based on a different person. But ultimately, that person has to ask you all of those questions. And the only person that can answer those questions, the only person who really knows what works for you, is you. So you might be told that you should be eating superfoods like blueberries or oats or broccoli, and you might not like any of those. So you feel guilty because you're not eating the superfoods that everybody tells you you should be eating. Well, ultimately, it's up to you. What do you think and what are you prepared to do? And then if people give you advice, or you give advice to yourself about what you should be eating, then here's a great strategy to run your entire program through. I call it the Smarties principle, and it's really simple. Smarties as in colored chocolate lollies. So the word Smarties, the S stands for something you can stick to for the rest of your life. And ultimately, I don't believe that we really do want a yo-yo diet and go from fat to thin, fat to thin. We really would like to maintain a great physique and a great energy level, a weight and a size for the rest of our lives. So the eating plan that you go on should be something that you can stick to for the rest of your life to maintain the same size, weight and energy level that you're happy with. The next letter is moderation. Is this something that is in moderation for you? Now, for example, somebody that drinks alcohol, and moderation might be that they just have one or two drinks a night. But for somebody who doesn't drink alcohol at all, it's irrelevant. So moderation is completely different for different people. Someone might eat McDonald's 5 days a week, and moderation for them is to have it once a week. And somebody else who's a food fanatic, moderation of takeaway food is that they never eat it because they think it's bad for them. So what you think is moderation, and what your client thinks, or what your children think, or what somebody's telling you to do, you might not think is moderation. Achievable means that you can actually do it. It fits in with your lifestyle. It's something you can keep doing and not feel like a failure. And that's the really big thing about exercise and eating plans. If you are set up to fail, you will. But if you believe that you can achieve it, and if it's just small steps at a time, you're more likely to take bigger steps in the future. So the little things now, can you do it now? Is it achievable for now? Is it realistic? The Smarties R stands for realistic. Is it something you can actually do that will fit into your lifestyle realistically for the rest of your life? It's easy to say, I'm going to weigh my food, measure my food, cook my food differently to the rest of the people in my family. But realistically, can you do that for the rest of your life? Will you do that? T stands for time efficient. Same again, the biggest excuse people use for not exercising and not eating healthy is I don't have time. And it's easy to say, well, you should find the time. However, if you don't have it because you are a busy person and somebody suggests that you cook 3 meals a day, it may not be time efficient for your lifestyle. So always ask yourself, is this time efficient for me? The I and the E is interesting and enjoyable. Now, for some people, eating salad every day is interesting and it is enjoyable, and for other people that's really boring and really not enjoyable. So if you believe that eating salad every day is interesting and enjoyable for you, be aware that there are some people that don't want to eat salad every day, or they may not want to eat salad at all. So interesting and enjoyable has to be for the person that's taking on the eating plan. S stands for science, scientific. Is it scientifically sound? I would like to use the word common sense. Does it make sense to you? Sometimes the science might not make sense to you because you don't like it. It doesn't fit in with your lifestyle. There's some very exact sciences about what the human body needs. And there'll be people that tell you that you need this percentage of fat, this percentage of protein, this percentage of carbohydrate. You should have 1 to 2 glasses of alcohol every day because good for your heart. These are the micronutrients that you need, this much vitamin C and this much vitamin D, etc., etc. However, as we all know, there are plenty of people who don't live within those scientific boundaries. The science is fairly clear that your body only needs 1 gram of protein per kilogram of body weight. And if you're an endurance athlete, you might need 2. But ultimately, your body just doesn't need more than that. That's what the science will tell you. But there are people that are happily eating 5-10 times more than that, and they want to and they like it, and they will continue to do so regardless of the science. The science is fairly exact on water, for example. The human body needs 1 liter for every 25 kilograms of body weight and 1 liter for every hour of exercise. However, if somebody doesn't like to drink water and they weigh 100 kilos and you tell them they now have to drink 4 liters of water every day, it's very unlikely they're even going to start that, which when you go back to, is this something I can stick to for the rest of my life? Is it moderation, achievable, realistic, time efficient, interesting, and enjoyable? Doesn't matter what the science says, because none of those fit in. So as a fitness professional, as a person giving advice or a person who's seeking advice for health, fitness and eating, just run everything through that Smarties principle, and you might find that if it doesn't work for you, it doesn't work. It doesn't matter what other people say. And the three big questions are this: is this something that gives me energy for the whole day? Is this something that gives me energy that helps me perform at the top level for everything that I need to do? And is this something that when I look in the mirror, I'm really happy with what I see and I can maintain this weight, this size, this energy level for the rest of my life? And if the answer is yes, then keep doing what you're doing. If the answer is no, you do need to make some changes, but those changes need to be based on what you want to do, not what somebody else tells you that you should do. So enjoy the Smarties principle. And most importantly, food is a totally personal thing. So there's no one diet that's going to suit everybody. There's no one eating plan that you should stick to, because it might not suit you. You've got to find out what suits you so that you have the body and the energy level that will suit you for the rest of your life.